Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March 30th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump extends social distancing. Amazon employees striking today, talk about a pandemic, and country music lost another great. Speaking at a contentious White House coronavirus news briefing Sunday that involved testy standoffs with multiple reporters, President Trump declared that the peak in death rate in the coronavirus pandemic is likely to hit in 2 weeks and said the federal government will be extending its social distancing guidelines through April 30th. The modeling estimates that the peak in death rate is likely to hit in a couple weeks. I'll say it again, the peak, the highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread, according to the president in the White House Rose Garden. In response to a question at the briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, reiterated his estimate from earlier in the day that it remained possible that 100,000 to 200,000 people could die in the United States. What we're trying to do is not let that happen, he said, calling the extension of social distancing guidelines a wise and prudent decision. Over 2,300 people with the virus already have died in the U.S., Fauci said. The April 30th extension came after he, Dr. Deborah Birx, and other members of the task force had made the recommendation. Amazon employees at a New York City warehouse are planning to walk off the job Monday as a growing number of delivery and warehouse workers demand better pay and protections in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Employees at the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Staten Island will strike until the building is sanitized in the wake of several workers testing positive for the coronavirus. According to Chris Smalls, he's a manager's assistant who's coordinating this walkout. The warehouse walkout is not the only one that's planned for Monday. More than 150,000 drivers and shoppers for the online grocery service Instacart are planning a national strike. They say will continue until the company offers an additional $5 per order in hazard pay, the provision of supplies like cleansing wipes and expanded pay for those affected by the coronavirus. On Sunday, Amazon said it's now taking the temperature of workers daily. It's making sure there is proper distancing between employees to keep illnesses from spreading. And according to its blog, it's encouraging workers to log out of their system to wash their hands whenever they choose, which has no impact on their performance. Instacart says it has commissioned a third party to manufacture hand sanitizer for its employees, and it announced last week that it plans to offer workers a bonus. The company previously rolled out retroactive sick pay for in-store shoppers. Quote of the day, in confession there is mercy, believe it firmly, do not doubt, do not hesitate, never despair of the mercy of God, St. Isidore of Seville. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was noted for his charity to the poor and his work to educate his parishioners. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer." Well, that's funny because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee. And what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee. forward/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Our saint of the day is Saint Zosimus of Syracuse. He was the son of wealthy landowners. He was dedicated to Saint Lucy of Syracuse. He entered the monastery of Saint Lucy near Syracuse, Sicily at age 7. At one point as a child, he was unable to bear the quiet of the monastery and the tedium of his chores, so he ran away. His family sent him back to the monastery. There he had a vision of Saint Lucy, who seemed angry. In the vision, Our Lady appeared, calmed Lucy, and welcomed the boy back to the monastery. Zosimus studied under Saint Faustus of Syracuse, monk for 30 years. During one meeting to choose an abbot, Zosimus was left behind to watch the door and guard the church's relics. The bishop decided this was a man humble enough to be trusted with the task and made Zosimus abbot, a priest. Chosen the unwilling bishop of Syracuse in 649, he was noted for his charity to the poor and his work to educate his parishioners. Asian markets posted fresh losses on Monday as investors digested worsening news of the global spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, U.S. stock futures were lower Sunday night, continuing to give up gains from last week's historic rally that came to a halt on Friday. Dow futures were last down 220 points, or about 1%. S&P 500 futures fell about 1.1%, and NASDAQ futures were down around 1%. Oil prices also suffering as demand collapses and the price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia drags on. The downbeat tone to the start of the week suggests that false rally in a super bear market won't last for long, as investors continue to evaluate deteriorating economic conditions and an escalating pandemic situation, according to Margaret Yang, an analyst with CMC Markets. Joe Diffie, a country music singer known for his lighthearted odes to country life that reached mainstream success in the 1990s, died Sunday from complications of coronavirus, his publicist said in a news release. Diffie, a 61-year-old native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, made 13 albums, and he had more than 20 top 10 hits to his credit, his publicist said. Sporting a mustache and a mullet, his boot-scootin' crowd-pleasers include the hits If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets and Honky Tonk Attitude. 2 days before his death, Diffie released a statement saying he had tested positive for coronavirus and he was receiving treatment. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.